Track 6, Front Double Parlor. On the same side of the hallway as the sofa and portraits, the home's east side, are the double parlors. Please enter the parlor door closest to the front of the house. These rooms are pure 1850s, the time of Dr. Ware and his family, the mid-Victorian era of American Rococo style. The front parlor was the more formal of the two rooms, but with the large sliding doors open, both parlors would have been used for special or large occasions. Both the Wares and the Lindens entertained frequently, and if the dining room overflowed, the parlors had ample seating. En suites were the fashion of the day, with matching fabric on sofa, chair, and drapes. With the exception of the gentleman's chair to the right of the fireplace, the furniture in the front parlor is a set. This 10-piece rosewood parlor set was made by John Henry Belter, a German-American furniture maker who lived mid-19th century in New York. He patented a method of curving the wood of the backs of chairs. He glued multiple layers of rosewood together, alternating the direction of grain of each layer. He glued them one upon another. Then he steamed the glued layers in order to shape the piece in metal presses over many days. It was an arduous and skillful, patented process developed by Belter. The pattern on the chair backs is called Rosalie Without Grapes and is hand-carved. The exclusive With Grapes set is in the Rosalie Mansion in Natchez, Mississippi, a mansion built on historic Fort Rosalie property. On that set, Belter's hand-carved grapes drape the sides and tops of the chairs. Belter lined the inside of the backs of his chairs with newspapers to protect the upholstery from glue that might leak through. These were newspapers written in German that had English dates and addresses that were sold to his German-American community in New York. The newspaper backing was removed when the chairs were reupholstered, and a photograph of the original newspaper can be seen on the étagère. Not only did the room's furniture have a theme, its architectural art did as well. Look at the decorative plaster cornice. You see a stylized shell which is repeated in the ceiling medallion, in the carving on the marble mantel, and around the circular mirror. When you visit the Athens Historic Display Room, you can see an 1897 photo of the front parlor when it was decorated for the wedding of Dr. Lyndon's only daughter, Mazelle. In it, you can see the circular mirror reflected in the overmantel mirror.